I'm Lorraine Mendez with the JIS Evening News for Wednesday, July 6. Coming up, government to make radical changes in a bid to reduce the country's murder rate, major water supply projects to be undertaken on the North Coast, and Jamaica Customs Agency surpasses revenue target for first quarter of this fiscal year. The details after the break.
Studies have reported that men can potentially transmit the Zika virus to their sex partner through sexual intercourse. Therefore, it's recommended that men who have had Zika or are at risk for the infection should use condoms for at least 6 months. A message from the National Family Planning Board Sexual Health Agency.
Now the news. Attorney General Marlene Malahoo Ford says the government will be making radical changes in a bid to reduce the country's murder rate. She was making her contribution to the 2016-2017 sectoral debate in the House of Representatives Tuesday.
To successfully tackle the murder problem, some of the fundamental rights and freedoms which we have guaranteed to our people may have to be abrogated, abridged, or infringed because the evidence we are examining convinces us that such action may be demonstrably justified in this free and democratic society.
Mrs. Malahoo Ford says discussions have already begun with the private and public bar and the Chief Justice. She adds that while judicial discretion must be preserved and respected, Parliament, in the exercise of its powers to pass laws for peace, order and good governance, must set the threshold for the consequences that will flow when people choose to murder and cause mayhem. The government is to undertake a major water supply project on the North Coast geared at significantly improving access to potable water for residents and developers. Minister without portfolio in the Ministry of Economic Growth and Job Creation, Dr. Horace Chang, says the objective of the project is to provide 15 million gallons of water per day to the North Coast. This, he says, is part of plans to ensure the island's utilities infrastructure keeps pace with the steady growth being experienced in the tourism and construction sectors.
Thousands of hotel rooms and residences are being built out there. So we intend to move quickly to initiate a new 15 million gallon plant at Rabuno and extend the trunk line from Runaway Bay to Oatrust to ensure that there is a reliable supply of water and that there will be no impairment of development on the North Coast. And both residents and visitors will have reliable water.
The minister was making his contribution to the sectoral debate in Parliament Tuesday. The Jamaica Customs Agency, JCA, is reporting that it has surpassed its $42 million revenue target for the first quarter of the fiscal year, pulling in $44.4 billion. This represents a 14% growth in the JCA's net revenue collection, $5.4 billion more than the $39 billion earned for the first quarter of the previous fiscal year. The major tax items, import duty, general consumption tax, GCT, and special consumption tax, SCT, all contributed positively to the targets for the quarter. At the end of June, the collection for import duty was 5.4% above target, while GCT was 9.35%, and SCT recorded an 8% increase. The Jamaica Customs Agency says it's committed to ensuring it contributes to the government's achievement of all fiscal targets under the economic program being pursued. Additionally, the agency says it continues to ensure the strict application of customs laws and affiliated legislation while implementing efficient and cost-saving procedures to benefit valued stakeholders. And Minister of Foreign Affairs and Foreign Trade, Senator Kamina Johnson-Smith, says the process is underway for the appointment of a new Jamaican High Commissioner to the United Kingdom, the UK. Mrs. Johnson-Smith, who was responding to questions by opposition Senator Mark Golding in the Upper House recently, said there is a process between the sending and receiving states. She says as soon as that process is complete, the public announcement will be made. Senator Golding urged the government to appoint a new High Commissioner to the UK, particularly in light of Britain's decision to leave the European Union and its possible impact on Jamaica. There have been 12 Jamaican High Commissioners to the UK since independence in 1962. The envoy also serves as non-resident ambassador to Ireland, Finland, Denmark, Norway, Sweden, and Cyprus. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.